Shem Hashem Na'aseh V'Natzliach, Shir number 3 on Rosh Hashanah preparation. In our previous shirim, we established the core essence of a person's tefillah is an outpouring and expression of their authentic ratzon and spiritual aspiration. A person's inner longings and directional focus fundamentally define their spiritual standing and elevate their neshama. This foundational principle is illustrated through the Torah passage of the Ben Seira Omer. Parshas Kisetze, which was last week's parsha, Devarim Chaf Aleph Yudches through Chaf Aleph, the Ramban explains the underlying spiritual severity of the Ben Seira Omer. Scorn and rebellion. The boy publicly humiliates his mevaza, the honor of his father and his mother, rebelling against their authority. He is submerged in physical passion, he becomes completely consumed by bodily lusts, gluttony, and unchecked physical desire. In doing so, he violates the fundamental directives of the Torah, including Kadoshim Tiyu, which is you shall be holy, and by Yikra Yotes Beis, Oisoi Tavoidu, him you shall serve, Devarim Yud Gimel Hei, Uboi Tidvokun, and him you shall cleave, Devarim Yud Gimel Hei. Here's a central difficulty. This halachic reality presents a profound question. How can the Torah hold a 13-year-old child standing at the very inception of his obligation to do mitzvahs accountable to such lofty spiritual levels of Kedoshim Tiyu and total dvekus of Hashem? Why is he punished so severely for lacking advanced levels of avodas Hashem? The answer reveals a fundamental law in spiritual development. A person must possess absolute clarity regarding their ultimate destination and objective in life. Knowing the goal, an individual's daily actions, longings, and aspirations must be oriented toward a true spiritual objective. Having a proper goal is not merely a higher piety or an optional benefit. Without a defined spiritual objective, authentic avodas Hashem cannot exist at all. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, 71b, teaches, Ben Seira Umayr Nidoin Ashim Seifoi. The Ben Seira Umayr is judged on account of his ultimate end, not on his beginning. The gluttonous action of the Ben Seira Umayr at the very start of his adulthood serves as a clear sign that he possesses no concept of a higher spiritual objective. His entire aspiration is directed exclusively toward physical self-indulgence and material degradation. Because his internal direction is entirely warped from the start, he will never find the proper path, eventually exhausting his family's wealth and turning to highway robbery to satisfy his cravings. The Gemara, again, the same Gemara in Sanhedrin, famously states, Ben Seira Umayr lo hayav le'asid liyos, that never was and never will exist a Ben Seira Umayr. Deroish v'kavos char, you should expound upon it, you should learn about it to receive reward. What is the foundational lesson for which we receive reward when studying this passage? The absolute foundation of all of Avodas Hashem, and specifically the primary work of the Yom Ne'aron, is setting the proper aspiration. True transformation requires realigning our life's direction toward eternal truth, authentic spiritual values, and Kavod Shemayim. In Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, Oy Zayin, Rabbeinu Yonah enumerates various positive commandments, mitzvah saseh, that demand extraordinarily elevated spiritual states, such as lo leches b'chol derochav, to walk in his path, and walk in his way, sorry, v'hizkachem, v'hizkadishem, v'yisem kedoshim, sanctify yourself and be holy, oisoi ta'avoid, him shall you serve, uboi tidbog, and to him shall you cleave. Rabbeinu Yonah makes a striking statement regarding these lofty goals. For these virtues, man was created. And what hope does a created being have if he does not place the toil of his soul and his primary occupation in the things for which he was created? Rochesko Levenstein explains why Rabbeinu Yonah characterizes these supreme accomplishments as universal obligations incumbent upon every single Jew. The essence of these mitzvahs is the binding obligation placed upon every individual to actively aspire to reach these levels. A person must never rationalize, I am currently on a low spiritual level, elevated mitzvahs like these, like holiness or total cleaving to Hashem, do not apply to me. Even if you have not yet attained these heights, you must hold them as your explicit goal. Someone who remains fully aware of the objective and actively directs their life toward it will ultimately be granted the ability to achieve it. This duty to maintain maximal spiritual goals is anchored in the famous dictum of the Tanna de Baleo, chapter 25. Chayev Adam Leimer, a person is obligated to say, Mosa Yegia Maase Lamase Avoisai Avram Yisrael. When will my actions reach the actions of my forefathers, Avram Yisrael and Yaakov? While matching the actual spiritual stature of the Avos seems naturally impossible, the obligation lies in maintaining the aspiration. Aligning your mind, desires, and daily direction toward the perfection of the Avos elevates your actual spiritual standing. The same mechanism explains why the Ramchal opens his masterwork, Mesilas Yesharim, with the most exalted level attainable. Yisoid ha-chassidus v'shoyesh ha-avoido she'yisbor v'yis'amis eitzel ha-odom mo chavosoi ba'olamoi. The foundation of piety and the root of service is that a person clarify and verify what his obligation in his world is. V'sa'aneg al Hashem v'leihonois m'ziv shechinosoi, to delight in Hashem and derive pleasure from the radiance of the Shechinah. Even though total devakus to Hashem, total cleaving and attachment, represents the absolute pinnacle of spiritual achievement, the Ramchal establishes it in chapter 1 as the essential starting point. Before embarking on a path, a traveler must first know the final destination. The work of tshuva and preparation for the Yom Le'Ram begins with a fundamental recalibration of our personal value system. Why am I in this world? What are my true longings and goals and priorities? What does a person know if their internal aspiration has true? How does a person know if their internal aspiration has truly shifted? Look at your tefillah during Yom Le'Ram. The primary tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah do not center on personal physical needs. They focus entirely on Malchus Shemayim and Kavod Shemayim and the revelation of divine truth across creation. Davening these tefillahs with genuine passion, depth, and enthusiasm serves as the ultimate proof that your inner desire matches the true objective for which you were created. To summarize the mindset, define your objective. Authentic Avodas Hashem requires clear knowledge of your spiritual goal. Without a proper destination, action loses their meaning. The lessons of this Ben Sarim are, a person is evaluated based on their directional focus. Corrupted aspirations lead to complete ruin, whereas proper aspirations elevates the entire soul. Like Rabbeinu Yonah and Rochezkel Levenstein teach, every single Jew is obligated to aspire to the highest spiritual levels of Kedoshim to you. I'm sorry. Continually measure your trajectory against the perfection of the Avos and the ultimate goal of the Beis Hashem. Use the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah to realign your value system, focusing on your desires, on revealing Hashem's kingship and glory throughout the entire world.